right, 722 is your tie. Fremont got a hotel casino spot in Atlantic City. It's time for some winners and weasels. Great prize pack today, including $100 in New Jersey Lottery tickets. Win for life. It's the games right now going out of New Jersey Lottery. Give your dreams a chance. I'm going to give you a pair of tickets. Listen to this event, Al. Tell me how great this is.
Mm-hmm.
Philly Weekly's Taste of Philly event.
Oh, nice.
The city's hottest restaurants, night spots, and breweries all come together on November 13th for a glorious party at the Crystal Tea Room in Center City.
Ooh.
Benefiting NoKidHungry.org. Great, great charity. Great, great event. You want some terrific food. You got to get tickets at phillyweekly.com/taste. I'm giving you a pair. We're going to give you a pair. This is the last big weekend for Halloween and the, you know, the spook shows and
stuff. All kinds of parties this weekend. Yeah.
We've got a VIP family four-pack of tickets to the Pennhurst Asylum. Hollywood season coming to Woodhead right now. You're going to get, if you go through Sunday, you get $5 off a ticket when you wear your Philadelphia team gear. Go to PennhurstAsylum.com for directions, information. I'm giving you a four-pack to that. I'm giving you a copy of the new book, Reggie Jackson, Becoming Mr. October. This is the Mr. October before David Ortiz.
Mm.
He's got a new book out. He came from our area, Reggie. He says some wild stuff in there, too. You get a copy of that book, and you get a pair of tickets to see the brand-new show opening today, Las Vegas, The Rat Pack. This is a great movie starring Michael Douglas, Robert De Niro, Morgan Freeman, and Kevin Kline. Is that a fine movie, Jonesy?
Can't miss.
Got to see that one.
Now, this asylum is a... like a setup. We're not sending people to it.
It's a real asylum.
Yeah. Really?
But they turned it into a haunted house.
It's not like a working asylum.
But I believe, no. Al, that there are ghosts in it. You know, they can't
prove it. As long as there's not patients, I'm okay.
When you leave there, you might be insane.
I believe the ghosts of some of the patients
are
there.
I would like to just go in there. We find out we're on speed dial in every room.
Yeah, there are some wackadoos in there, Al.
Our studios are.
Right, I believe. Anyway, that's you want to do something cool this week, go to that asylum. All right, I got all that stuff for you. Winner of the week. My winner of the week, I'm not going to say it. I'll just let Mr. Brett Brown, the new coach of the Philadelphia 76ers, talk about who my winner of the week is. Here's Brett.
It's definitely belief. It's not arrogance. It's just how he rolls. I'm sure if you saw him walking down an aisle in a supermarket or at a shopping mall, you know, he flows. He rolls. There's just a ease at how he does things that, like I've said many times, I don't like it.
All right, let me just say, no, he was not referring to me. Although others have often said things about me. It's referring to my winner of the week, MCW Michael Carter Williams.
It's how he rules.
I even like to say MCW.
Yeah.
I think that's a cool thing. MCW Michael Carter Williams, winner of the week, starts his pro career by beating LeBron James. Starts his pro career with a dunk on his first possession.
That's great.
He plays the whole game with one turnover. His numbers were elite. People are calling him the next Magic Johnson after one game.
Well, Magic Johnson said he just got done watching the Rookie of the Year.
Yeah, he called him the Rookie of the Year. A lot of people are really probably going way too far.
Jeff Lurie.
Yeah, kind of like Jeff Lurie. I said other people said it. I'm not, Al. All I'm saying is my winner of the week is MCW. My wheels of the week, there are good choices this week. I may lose this early. But I got to go with it because, to me, when you misquote Thomas Jefferson and Mother Teresa, you got to get up there. And I'm going to take it. Of course, it's our ex-president of the Eagles here, Joe Banner, who opened a brand-new training room in Cleveland. And they have a whole wall with famous people and inspirational quotes.
Oh, no.
And they determined that many of the quotes are either misattributed. They were not said by these individuals, or in fact, they are misquoting these individuals.
You're kidding me.
Including Mother Teresa, Thomas Jefferson, and many others.
Oh, my gosh.
And Joe Banner, along with this tour he gives you on their website, ClevelandBrowns.com, he tells you specifically what needs to always be done right. Listen to this.
So you'll see a lot of the messages up here have a theme similar to this in them. And when we talk internally, we talk a lot about let's not worry about who's getting credit. Let's just get it right.
Let's just get it right.
Details.
They got it wrong. They got it wrong repeatedly. It's
that
all over
hilarious.
The internet.
That is
Al,
hilarious.
Al, when you're judging this, yeah. keep in mind, Joe Banner misquoted Mother Teresa.
All right. He left us his
message. And it is All Saints Day.
Yes, which should even day of obligation.
It's a holy day of obligation. So just keep that in mind. All right. Joe Banner misquoted Mother Teresa. Al, that's going to cause him problems later on. You don't mess
think
with
for
Mother
him it'll be an issue.
You don't think it will?
No.
Whatever. I'm just saying, Al.
I think
you don't
he'll
mess
go right in. He'll skate right in because he probably owns part of heaven by now. There's a salary cap.
Anyway.
There's a halo cap. He's going to be under it.
Winner of the week, MCW. Weasel of the week, Joe Banner. Beat me. Let's see what you got.